Good afternoon. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. My name is Andy Resto. For those of you expecting to hear the Rocker Show this afternoon, we have a special guest this week here on a nice gray Sunday afternoon. All the way from Toronto is a band called Peeling. And they're going to be playing here tonight in Vancouver at Rainbow Connection. You can find the event page on Facebook. We will chat with the band more in a bit about the show, about the tour, etc. For now, they are here. They're ready. They're going to play a live set for everybody. It's going to be great. So stay tuned. What you're going to hear next is a live set from Peeling, and then on the other side, we will get them in the studio and have a lovely chat, I'm sure. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Amazing. That was Peeling from Toronto, live set here on CHI 101.9 FM. And in a brief second, we're going to get them into the studio to have a nice chat about what they're up to. For now, going to play a song, Mutiny in Heaven by The Birthday Party. Peeling had an EP called Rats in Paradise, so I just had to play this one. They will be joining me on the other side.
Yeah.
That ends abruptly. All right, that was Mutiny in Heaven, alternative take by The Birthday Party. Why did I play that? The refrain in that song over and over again is Rats in Paradise. And if you've been tuned in, the band that played live here at the station, they're called Peeling from Toronto. They put out an EP last year, aptly titled Rats in Paradise. However, they have a brand new EP that just came out called 7 Years of Blood, and they are touring and here on the other coast in Vancouver, and they've joined us. How's everybody feeling?
Woo!
Well, pretty great. Good.
Woo! Yeah,
that's good. That's high spirited. that's good. Good to hear. You played in Seattle last night. Yeah,
we did.
How did that go?
Okay, it
was cool. Yeah. It was fun. We had to drive right after the show. Wish we could have stuck around and partied a little bit more, but we decided to cross the border last night.
Oh, last night. Oh,
yeah.
I see. And how did that go?
Our border crossing? Yeah. Smooth easy, as a baby's bottom.
Yeah. That's good. That's good to know.
Surprisingly.
You just better put on the charm. Smile.
Yeah, is that the trick? Okay, great. So you're playing here tonight at, is the correct pseudonym, the Rainbow Connection. Has to be pseudonymous when we talk about this place. But anyhow, should be very good. You're playing with Rainbow Connection. The Red Place is what other people say. Ah. It's all very clear to those in the know.
Good. You gotta
be on the inside. Anyhow, how are you feeling in general about the tour? How long has it been?
It has been 3.5 weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which is a very long time for all of us. It's like our first kind of mega tour that we've done. We have 2.5 weeks to go.
It's been really good. It's our second tour. This is slightly different people. We're missing one guitar player. But I would say it's been really fun and informative in terms of how we play together as a band and tour as a band, so that's good.
Yeah, it's been really great. The weather has been a little intense. Rain. I think we've been on tour for like 25 days or so, and it has rained 23 out of the 25 days.
It's kind of rough. any nightmare stories? Any one nightmare story, one great story? Success story.
Well, can the nightmare and the great story be
actually? Yeah, it's a nightmare, kind of sad and kind of hilarious all at the same time.
Yeah.
Tim? No.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay, so our nightmare. Okay, so somehow we ended up with Andy Dick in our van, driving him around Hollywood.
Yeah, LA.
And that was like our kind of funny tour story plus nightmare two in one. We ended up going to a house, and then he got kicked out of the house that we were hanging out at, and he was like making us watch his episode of Dancing with the Stars.
He's a great dancer, though, by the way. Like, he did a really good job.
Yeah, he did a really good job.
He's
like tearing up as he's watching it. So
is Andy Dick up to? Hanging around, partying with a bunch of young people. Falling around the streets of L.A., entertaining and offending all at the same time.
Kind of topical. The best thing I ever saw Andy Dick do was his spoof of The Apprentice. Did you ever watch that?
No.
No, but I heard about it. I was going to YouTube it, actually.
The assistant is hilarious.
Oh, I did hear about this.
Now it's a little more topical, but they should bring it back. for a reboot.
You got to get that guy working again.
Yeah. Well, that could be very sad story. Could be a very funny story.
It was fun in the beginning, but then it got, like, when he got kicked out and stuff, like, it was kind of like, it got, like, kind of sad there.
So yeah.
It kind of put up with a lot more than we would put up with a lot of.
Yeah.
And that it got to a point where it's like, okay, this is, I can't. Like, I'm going to just tell this guy off. But it was interesting.
It was definitely interesting.
Yeah.
At one point, I know he was like, why are you guys so polite? Like, I'm like, we're from Canada. Oh, you're Canadian. Which I thought was funny.
Yeah.
All right. Making new friends, that's good. I assume a big reason for the tour is the new EP called 7 Years of Blood. How's all of that gone? Have you gotten good reception of it?
I would hope so. Yeah, I mean, yeah, we've been at shows and people have been coming up to us, which is really nice, and people kind of seem to like it. I mean, no one's come to me and told me off yet, so.
No one told us it sucks, so, yeah. You know, it's been pretty good.
The video that we just released, Wandering Womb, was pretty cool because it was a concept that Anna and I kind of came up with, but then Anna, like, did all the editing and made this, like, really beautiful thing completely DIY. So that's really special for us. And people have been coming up to us and being pretty stoked about that.
Cool.
And it was a little surprise because we were like, let's just do this. Let's just throw it together. And Anna put amazing work into the finished product. So it's definitely
Thanks,
something
Alana.
I think we're
that's so
quite
nice.
Proud of.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, I find it interesting with music videos because the way music is consumed is so radically different now. And something sometimes, like we're at a radio station, I work at a radio station, seems useless at times. But it's funny because it's music videos seem almost more relevant than ever because everyone just likes singles and just likes having everything, you know, immediately. And so that's still like a form that's really great for pushing.
Yeah, I think it's also more important nowadays because it can be done like yourself.
Yeah,
you don't have to
yeah.
put out all this money to have these grand music videos that have to be on Much Music or MTV or what do they have nowadays? Both those don't even play music videos anymore. So it's actually, it's really neat because it's just another outlet for really nice DIY art outlet for musicians, which is pretty rad.
Great. Cool. I realized also we didn't do a quick round of intros. Does everyone want to intro yourself and say what you do in the band?
I'm Jimmy Tony. I play the bass guitar.
I'm Annabelle. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Tim. I play the drums.
I'm Alana. I play guitar and sing just a little bit. Make some noise.
Great. Awesome. We got some song requests, so we're going to maybe go to a couple of songs. The first one I lined up is from Alana, and it is U.S. Girls, New Age Thriller.
Yeah.
Very good album from last year. It's only a year old, or is it 2 years old by now?
I feel it might be a year and a half now.
Yeah.
I absolutely love this record.
Yeah.
It's
great. And they're from Toronto as well.
Well, she's actually from the States, but she's been in Toronto for 15 years or something.
Oh, okay.
So she's like a part of the music scene and definitely like a part of like Toronto. But she's I can't remember, Tennessee or
Michigan, I think.
Michigan? Oh, okay. I thought she was made from
originally. Great. All right, so we're going to listen to New Age Thriller by U.S. Girls, and then on the other side, we'll be back in studio with Peeling. Thank you.
you did. Don't like you, like you too. Oh, you couldn't know what that miracle means. No, not in your kind of hollow scene.
Of empowering female youth through music creation and performance, Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
And we are still here at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam Territory, the University of British Columbia. Here with the band Peeling from Toronto. Everybody hanging in there?
Oh, yeah.
Feeling all right?
Yeah.
Great. Heard a few songs in that last set. U.S. Girls started off with New Age Thriller, and just heard The Pride of Queens by Daniel Romano. Any nuggets about Daniel Romano?
I really liked him when he was in Attack in Black, and I mean, I've been following his solo career since he kind of started doing it, and just writes great songs, and puts on a great show, and I like that he never really stays to one style. He's always changing. Mm-hmm. I mean, his last album was more like Lee Hazelwood, and the one before that had more of a George Jones, Flying Burrito Brothers vibe, and, you know, he's just a phenomenal songwriter.
Cool. Great. Alrighty. So the, again, we're going to say the show tonight, you guys are playing with BB from Vancouver and Smoke Eaters from Victoria. Should be a nice show. BB, relatively new band here in Vancouver, although they've played in a bunch of other bands before. They get the people going, rock and rock and roll. Anyhow, after this next weekend, I suppose, or next week, you'll be at Sled Island in Calgary.
Yeah, later this week. Yeah, actually, cool. I think. Yeah.
Any highlight shows that you're playing there? Any?
Yeah, we're doing. We're playing at the Ship and Anchor with Tyvek. It's on the Thursday night, and then on the Friday we're doing the local 510 parking lot, closing at the afternoon slot there with Fake Palms, who are our label mates on Buzz Records, also from Toronto. So that's gonna be really fun. And then I think we're gonna do some house parties too. So keep an ear out.
Awesome. Ship and Anchor. It's you're gonna get a bunch of soccer fans, a bunch of random people filling the bar, but that's great.
We like to include everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a band from Vancouver play there last year, and it's a very big place, so everyone there for the show stand in the front, but then it just is filled with, there was some sort of soccer thing going on.
Yeah.
Everybody was just, yeah. But that's good. It's good to spread the music to the people,
yes.
I guess. Great. So are you driving all the way back then to Toronto eventually? Is that
eventually.
The point that we're at?
Yeah, so we kind of just did a really big rectangle, I guess. but we're going to Calgary, playing a couple shows on the way, and then we're dipping back into the States and going through the Midwest. And so we're going to hit up like Wisconsin and Illinois and then Detroit and then come back into Toronto. And then we're going to do our release show there.
And then we're gonna sleep for quite a while, you know, get some rest.
Awesome. Great. What's been the, have there been any go-to driving games or go-to meals in the car?
Go-to meals?
Yeah.
Whatever doesn't rot in the car. We try our best to eat healthy. I tend to buy lots of salad stuff, and then we watch it slowly rot.
Okay.
Basically.
Tim likes to do at least 2 gas station hot dogs a day.
Yeah.
That's like his minimum.
Yeah.
I don't know. We try. We go to grocery stores. We get yogurt. Okay. We
that's not so bad.
Make our own sandwiches. So
that's good. Not bad. Right. And no driving games. I feel like when you're on the road for so long, you just get sick of talking, and it's just like, why don't we just sit?
Everyone has their own headphones in the van, and every single person is like listening to something different.
See, that's not bad. I don't blame anybody for that.
Yeah. I've gone on a weird kick of listening to lots of podcasts about sex.
Okay.
So, Anna and I will sit in the front and listen to all these weird, like Savage Love and guys we can't, bad word.
Gotcha.
And it's kind of fun to listen to those things, except it's like, this is girls up there laughing and talking about the guys are in the back just shaking their heads and their headphones on.
And like also this podcast Criminal I've been really into.
Yeah,
so basically we, me and Alanis in the front listen to podcasts about boning and serial killers.
Cool. All right. Does it give you not... I don't think we'll talk about the sex part on this, but I was actually going to ask that question. So not the sex podcast, but if we're talking about Criminal, have you thought of any good movies, any good scripts, books to write that you're going to crank out while on the road? Thrillers.
Ooh.
Crime thrillers.
I mean, okay. I've been thinking about some interesting subjects for, like, I do a solo project, and it's kind of weird, experimental, alt pop electro kind of mess. So okay. I guess sort of.
Yeah. Okay.
Think
okay.
about that kind of thing.
Score so. To score a thriller.
Yeah.
I'm gonna write a movie about the comeback of Andy Dick.
And, oh yeah.
It's gonna be starring Andy Dick.
Yeah.
Because I do have his phone number. So if you're out there, Andy. We're gonna do this, buddy.
Would you be? Would it make you sadder or make you feel better if he answered your phone call right away?
And said, he probably
would. Oh, he would totally answer
right
it.
I
have his number right now. I'll give him a ring.
Especially if you told him it was
slow. Alrighty. We got some other song requests. We're going to play a song from Teen Anger, band on Telephone Explosion. Very good record label from... Love. From out of Ontario, right? It is Toronto.
Yeah, it's Toronto. Yeah. Yeah.
Great. So there's a song called Cops But Not, and then we'll get some other requests in, I'm sure, before the end of the hour. We're live in the studio with Toronto band Peeling. Stay tuned.
When I'm asked, I need no reason to raise my glass, and everything that I've told. is a lie. Uh-huh. I know the hostess from way back. What has she got to give me flack? Cut me some slack, Jack. Cut me some slack, Jack. Cut me some.
That was Life is Hard, But I'm Easy by Nisa. Nisa, is that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, that's correct. Yeah. Okay. Out of Toronto, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're in the studio here with Toronto-based band Peeling, and everybody is still hanging there.
Yep. Oh,
yeah.
Still, still going strong. Approaching the end of the hour here. Thanks for coming by and playing.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
it's
been so much fun.
Any other radio station stops along the way that you've done? Any other?
Nope. Yeah. I think this is the only one.
Nope.
We love
that's
it.
Good. That's nice. Now we are. I guess the class of the small radio stations. I will say you're going to Calgary. That's the top notch. So I'd say. Keep this in mind and don't go there because then we'll still be at the top. But if you go there, it will dwarf everything everyone else does. But that's all right. They're nice folks. anyhow, so one more time, playing at Rainbow Connection down on East Hastings tonight alongside some local and Victoria bands. And then the last one was L.A. Cop.
L.A. Cop.
Yeah, okay, great. Do you know when the show starts? Doors at 9?
I think 9:30, 10, the bands will start, somewhere
okay.
around then.
Great.
Yeah.
So anybody listening, head on down there. It should be really nice. And again, you just released a new EP called 7 Years of Blood. How can people find that?
We've got a Bandcamp, and you can find us on tour, and we've got tapes.
Great.
That's about it.
Awesome.
Cool. Oh, wait. I think it's like on Spotify too.
Oh, yeah.
All those digital platforms.
Nice. Great.
Apple, iTunes. Whatever.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wonderful. All right. So to close things out, we've got a song from Friggs out of Ontario, out of Toronto. and a single called Trash Yard. Any info about Friggs? You're going
we
on tour with
them.
Yeah, we love Friggs.
Yeah.
We're
phenomenal.
We've played one show with them on this tour already, and we're gonna be doing some shows on the way home from Sled Island with these guys. So
okay, great.
Yeah. It's like 4 or 5 dates or something like that.
Nice. Alrighty. So we'll sign off with that. Thanks again for coming, and good luck with the show tonight. Rest of the tour.
Thank you.
That was great. Mwah. I call out.
Jubilation dream.